It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota. And we're going to head on out to the Loughborough County Fair. Fashionista Friday out there. Take it away there, gang.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Maynard. Paul Ramo out here at the Loughborough County Fairgrounds along with Monica Bothan with Fashionista Friday. Something a little different. We're not in the studio.
Oh, I just love this. Out and about in the fresh air. It is fresh out today, Paul.
That's right. We're right outside the East Commercial Building. Monica backed her van up there. She's got it full of clothes and got things hanging off her van. And looks pretty good. You're all set up to go.
Oh, gosh. It's just so much fun. I know when I bought this big rig here that it was going to come in handy for my Fashionista Fridays. And, you know, when you go on the road, sometimes you got to bring some stuff with because you never know when there's a fashion emergency.
That's right. And what's the theme today, Monica?
OMG, coolest outfits for the fair and going to the concert and going to all this wonderful things that are at our wonderful fair. And folks, this fair, I have to talk about, I have goosebumps just looking around and everything. You know, everyone's getting their stands put up or they're getting ready and there's some bus little tours here with the little kids.
Yeah,
and
field day.
Oh,
the
my gosh.
Kids.
It just brings back memories. But I remember back in the day, whatever I got new for back to school, I put that on for the fair. And I was just telling Paul that, you know what, you can wear a cute outfit to the fair and cute boots or shoes. But, you know, yeah, if it rains, yeah, you may not want to wear the nicest ones. But if it's not raining, embrace your cute boots and just feel good and have fun and eat funnel cakes, mini donuts, and french fries, and go on rides. I can't go on rides anymore, but and do the exhibits. Everything is here. It's just, bar none, the best fair ever.
That's right, and the weather can't be, the weather's amazing. It's just perfect.
The weather is amazing. So let's get right into it. Look at here, Paul. I unwrapped this yesterday. I thought this is a perfect fair vest. It's long. It's gray and it's blingy, and we put it on the site. We've taken a bunch of pictures so you guys can maybe follow along, and then I thought I'd pair it up with the fringe purse. Isn't that perfect to wear to the Sunshine Band?
Perfect, yeah. The Stephanie Sunshine Band's tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
And that would look perfect. That looks just like the 70s almost.
I know, and Paul, what do we got to do to finish that outfit off?
Put some boots on it.
Yeah, the little booty, and it's that caramely tan color, and then you put a little fringe purse with a pop of color with the gray vest. Isn't that cute?
It is.
And then you've got to have some bottoms on, right? I mean, you just got to wear some bottoms.
Yeah, you got to get better anyway.
How about a rip and repair gray one? Isn't that cute?
Oh, yeah.
Cuff it up. And right now, ladies, cuffing up the jean is huge, or actually to the ankle has been absolutely fabulous. So I got in these ankle jeans and kind of had to get them. My birthday is in November, Paul.
Yep.
Guess what? The stones on there are like topaz, like my birthstone.
Oh, yep, awesome.
They just screamed that they had to go on me.
So we're describing what Monica's wearing.
Yeah, well, okay. What's Monica
wearing?
We're comfortable, cute, cozy. And then I had to pair it up with my Attleboro print cruisers. And then I had to wear a blingy tank top. You never know if I get hot, so I, you know, ditched the little jean jacket. But, you know, everyone needs to have a jean jacket in their wardrobe. Everyone needs to have a cute pair of ankle pants in their wardrobe. And certainly everybody needs a rip and repair jean, too.
That's right. And once again, Paul Ramo and Monica Botha down here at the Loughborough County Fairgrounds live with Fashionista Friday. And Maynard's back at the studio. If you have a question you'd like to ask about maybe what to wear at the fair and what's comfortable or any fashion question for Monica, give Maynard a call at 320-598-7301.
Now, Paul, look at this beauty. It's a chevron wool vest, long, with a shawl collar, and it's cranberry, black, gray, and charcoal gray, and it's super cute with that little cranberry sweater underneath. Now, that would be fun to wear to the fair, too.
All right, that's a cranberry color, then.
Yes.
Okay.
And that is so fallenized. And that's why I wanted to say we're really fair-anized today, Paul.
Fair-anized.
Fair-anized.
You're so creative, Monica.
Well, you know, it's all in the words.
It is.
Right?
Yep.
It's all in the words. Okay, now look
at this.
isn't that a cutie? And, you know, this could be a tongue twister. It's called Zinfandel. I did it pretty good.
Yeah, you did. Rolled right off your tongue.
Yeah, and that's a cute little vest with a plaid little shirt underneath to match. Now, wouldn't this be perfect for the fair even right now?
That's right, even right now.
I mean, I can hang out here all 3 days and have clothes to wear.
Yep. And what kind of, would that jean rip and repair jeans go good with that?
Oh, yes, and the gray one would be good. Oh, you do so well, Paul. The gray would be cool, and so would be regular denim, or you could throw black on. But how fun is that? We got, you know, if we're going to embrace cooler weather.
What's this coat you got hanging?
Oh,
coat?
Paul, you remember this.
What
I've got to quiz you.
Shiny color that is.
What is this called?
Pleather.
Pleather. And here's this. If you don't have pleather, you're not ready for the weather.
Yeah, awesome. But what color is that?
What color do you think it is?
It's like a light gold.
It says bronze.
Bronze. That's what I was thinking.
And,
gold bronze.
And then we got a little cowl neck, a lightweight sweater top. It's more of a knit. It's not a sweater.
What kind of neck?
It's a cowl neck.
A cowl neck.
You know how fussy I got when I'm older, you know. It's not really a sweater. It's a knit.
Okay.
In the fashion world.
Okay.
But look at how cute, cozy, comfortable this is. Wouldn't this be cute to the fair?
It would.
Oh, it'd be even cute with my little jeans here.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes.
A lot of things to wear at the fair.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And, you know, Paul, you know what I'm getting ready for, right?
What's that?
My bash.
That's right. Let's talk about that bash you're having next Friday at your place in Dawson.
Well, it starts Wednesday through Saturday,
okay.
And Friday is the food from noon to 6.
Okay. And you're celebrating why?
I'm celebrating blessed to be in business in awesome Dawson for 11 years. I cannot believe it.
11 years.
Yep.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, for me it is, and in the retail world, you just never know.
Yep.
But I like to think that I really try hard to give good service and have good merchandise.
Yep.
And, you know, just all of the above.
Right. We got a wave to the Appleton Milan Elementary kids here. They're at they're on a field trip. Mr. Rademacher's leading them right by us here. And,
hi, kids.
There's a lot of them.
Wow, what a fun,
what
fun experience.
Field trip. Yeah.
Fun field trip. You'll just never forget that.
That's right.
And then remember, Paul, when you come into Monica's Apparel and Accessories, not only do you get good service and clothing, but what else do you get?
You get sea salt caramel.
Dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah, dark chocolate.
Dark
awesome.
Chocolate sea salt caramel. You know, we got to have a good experience. And now, right now, the longer denim jacket is really hot.
Oh, I've never seen that before. That's a way longer denim
yeah,
jacket.
Yeah, but don't you remember back in the day, I thought they were called like a barn jacket or something.
Okay.
And now they have them in denim and in black, and then
wow.
It's paired up with a striped sweater that's reversible.
Oh, yeah.
So Friday, you could wear the stripe to the fair, and then Saturday, you could wear the plain side.
Oh, nice.
And you all in one sweater.
That's a longer jean jacket. I love jean jackets, don't you?
I think jean jackets are a girl's best friend.
They have really never gone out of style, have
never.
They?
Never. And so when I do people's wardrobe, I always say, if you have a vintage jean jacket, like I'm wearing today,
yep.
Hang on to it.
That's a really, really short cutoff jean
yep,
jacket.
Yep, and then the reason I wore it today is because I want to show ladies that you can embrace having a longer top underneath it.
Yep.
It gives you kind of a shape.
Yep.
And if we haven't learned anything today, it's to make sure that the denim that I've been getting is just so many different likes for every different type. This is an open hem denim ankle jean with a little bit of rip and repair, not a lot. These are cuter than ever.
It is. Awesome.
Isn't that?
Perfect. Perfect.
I mean, if you don't want to be bejeweled.
Or bling. Yeah.
You can just have these. And these are great, too. And wouldn't that be cute with that vest to the fair?
That's right. Awesome. Yeah, once again, we're broadcasting live with Fashionista Friday right outside the East Commercial Building here at the La Caprile County Fairgrounds on a beautiful Friday morning. The weather's just perfect.
So oh, it's beautiful.
Encourage everyone to come on down to the fair today. And, of course, Monica is excited about the 70s band.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited. I want to come.
You're going to wear some fancy...
Oh, my gosh. I almost have to get a new outfit to come.
Cool.
I mean, which boot would I wear? Which boot would I pick? Now, look at this boot. This is Minnesota Friendly Sole.
Yep.
With only like a little bit over an inch heel. I would say that's maybe a... Maybe it's 2 inches.
Okay.
Super cute booty. And this is probably the favorite color, probably, because it wasn't just huge in the 70s.
Yep.
That buckskin color.
Buckskin, yep.
Yep. And I just love that paired with this gray sweater and that purse. This is cute. I want to wear that.
Well, I think people should buy that tonight.
Yeah.
And come over to Monica's today and get the... fitted for the fair for tonight. And over
yeah.
The we got another, that's a shortcut booty.
Okay, look at this booty. It's like a Cordovan color, and that's like a wineish brown. And in our day and age, this color goes with everything.
Okay.
It's like the new black for fall. I mean, it'll just go with everything.
Okay.
Same with the buckskin, and it's got a little side zipper. It's all leather, and then it's got a Minnesota grip sole.
Oh, nice.
Because when I was in Vegas, baby, buying all this stuff, I thought, you know what? You can't beat good quality. You put your foot into something that's good quality soft leather, you just can't beat it. This is an investment.
Best pair of shoes I ever bought was from you, my dress shoes.
Yep.
So comfortable.
Yep.
At weddings and stuff.
My mama always said, pamper those feet. You only get one pair. And I believe it.
Okay, we have a few minutes here. Let's talk about that anniversary bash at your place again.
Okay, so I get goosebumps talking about it, but I think I'll be okay, God willing. I'll be open Wednesday through Saturday, and Wednesday through Friday it's 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5, or by appointment. We're doing daily giveaways, daily prizes. I'm trying to remodel my store a little bit to make it a little bit shopper friendly. I've just gotten so much new apparel in. It's unbelievable right now, all the merchandise I'm getting in and all the different boots and shoes. But I want to thank everybody for shopping Monica's and keeping my dream alive. And you don't have to buy anything. Just come in and say hi. And please, if you want to have take somebody out for lunch on Friday, I'm having hot chicken sandwiches.
Yep.
Terry and Becky Overlanders salsa. I've got to ask Terry. Yet.
Yep. That's...
And chips. And then, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. And so next Friday, we'll be doing Fashionista Friday live from your place.
Yes. And I'll have to make you breakfast, Paul.
All right. I love breakfast.
Yeah. You know, everyone always thinks, and that's going to be in my book, too. That's kind of back in the hollers there, but everyone always thinks they can go shopping or do whatever and they don't want to eat right away. They don't dare try on something, but breakfast is important.
That's right. Well, it's been so much fun doing Fashionista Friday from the fairgrounds.
I love this. It's a dream come true.
What's your favorite fair food? I always got to ask people that.
Oh, I love corn dogs.
Hey, me too. Corn dogs.
Corn dogs, baby. But then again, my second would be the sit-down meal at the church stand, the beef commercial.
Oh, yeah. That's Maynard's favorite.
You can't beat a good corn dog and a beef commercial.
I think Maynard has a beef commercial every day at the...
I seen that picture. I wanted to say, oh, my MG, can I run over and get one? I could just smell it.
All right. Thanks, Monica.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you coming down to the fairgrounds this morning and doing Fashionista Friday with
me. And check out Monica's when you're on the way to the fair, on the way to the fair, or on the way back from the fair. But make sure you go to the fair.
All right, that's right. It's a great fair. It's a great weather. You can't beat it. And, well, that'll wrap things up here from the La Caprile County Fairgrounds with Fashionista Friday.
Thank you.
Yep, back to you.